Patreon, and welcome to our fourth edition of the bonus podcast, exclusively going into your ears. Yes, you, Max.
That's going to work for one person.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Max.
Who will that work? Oh, yeah, Max.
Fuck.
But the volume is up to the max, and I'm here with Max Stewart and Max Perkins.
All right.
All right. It worked better for me.
Yeah, it totally did. But I didn't want Jess to feel left out, cause as she often does.
I always feel left out. People, and I'm very vocal about it.
You are. You do mention it. Yeah.
What about me? My catchphrase.
Why didn't you call me Max?
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello, boy.
Hello, boo.
And hello, Patreon friends.
Yeah, what a I loved speaking directly to the Patreon.
We can just talk off the record about all the other scum just freeload off you.
Those yuck plebs.
These guys get it.
Yeah. These are the real fans.
Yeah.
They've bought a monthly ticket and they get it.
They get it.
They're the kind of people that I would have around at my house.
Really? Why don't you give them your address?
I will. Email me. And I
won't
reply.
Say it now?
Not now.
Oh.
What would the email say? Topic. Subject. Address.
Topic would say address.
Body.
Body of it would say,
What is
your address? Question mark.
Do they have to state their reason for wanting to know?
Yeah, of course.
Right. So
reason for business. just to pop around.
Should we send out a template for them to fill out? A little
maybe.
That would be nice, actually.
We'll do a Survey Monkey on your address.
Do you supply a cup of tea and maybe they bring some bickies?
It's case by case.
Interesting. Okay.
A case of biscuits.
Yeah, we will eat them,
you
case,
eat them
by
case by case.
Wow.
So only, no one with tiny tushes and mini esophagi should apply.
Dave, you're not allowed at his house.
Both those things are moi.
Both those things are moi. Okay, Davey.
Well, it's just an unlucky coincidence, Dave.
But it remember that time that...
Rules are rules.
We went over to Matt's house, but you had to stay outside?
Yes.
We just served you some dinner outside.
We put a little saucer of milk out and you lapped away.
Yeah. Is that right?
You refused to open the door. You put it into a saucer and slid it under the door and got milk everywhere.
Yeah, well.
There's barely any left for me to lap.
Well, grow your esophagus, you fuckhead.
Trying.
Stretch it out.
But we had
a
nice
night.
Like
we all did.
Yeah, no. I've just got to man up and stretch it out.
I can't believe you missed that part of puberty when we were all at esophagus stretching... sex ed class, where we were.
What?
You didn't, Jess? You didn't do that? Dave didn't? Jess?
Esophagus stretching sex ed class.
Yeah.
Oh, Matthew.
Did you guys at your school do sex ed?
No, yeah. Catholic school.
So none, no bananas on
I
condoms.
I went to a Catholic school.
Bananas
and
on condoms.
We just mashed a banana into a condom.
This isn't working.
This doesn't look right.
You'll thank me when you don't have a fucking baby.
Yeah. Nah, no condoms on bananas.
None?
Nah.
Well, yeah, we did that.
They won't teach it.
I'm pretty sure we did that. I can't remember if it was bananas or straight onto our dicks. I can't remember.
I can't remember if it was...
No point practicing on a nana when you got a big old nana right there in your pants. That's what Brother Ben used to say. Name changed for legal reasons.
He was not your brother. Yeah.
Has it been a cartoon bear or something?
I think so.
That's Brother Bear.
Oh, Brother Bear.
And there's also a bear called Ben, I think.
Yeah, I think you've mixed up a couple of bears.
And a rat.
On The Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, they're all the same to you, are they?
Yeah.
Bears?
Bears.
All the same.
On The Simpsons, the Gentle Ben?
Oh, yeah.
He's the one that walks around with the microphone on his head.
That's
no,
right.
Ben, no! He just turns on the audience. And it cuts to a still of a woman holding his hand, telling him a question. Yeah. He's just... started killing people.
That's what I was getting confused with.
Yeah.
Gentle Ben.
And yeah. Brother Bear.
There we go.
Yeah, anyway, we definitely, we got educated. We got a real education.
Great. Well, I'm really
next
happy.
Question.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, this week, this month, you're doing a topic, because this is what the people like. And when I say the people, I mean Jess and me. Is you doing...
doing the work.
A sweet topic. Well,
oh,
you
man,
just
we love
you make
it.
A great report.
And we love to riff. Don't we, Matt?
Kings of the riff.
We're king and queen of the riff.
You said, we love to riff, don't you, Matt? Matt refused to give you eye contact.
Yeah.
Don't we, Matt? Matt, I'm over here. Matt. Hello. Jess talking.
Turn slightly to your left.
Acknowledge the riff.
Please.
He gave you nothing. He didn't even want to riff with his eyes.
I need...
His eyes were riffless. No.
Well, he's always got riffless eyes.
I'm feeling there's a rift between you rather than a riff. I thought that was fucking good. All right.
Yeah, no. Disagree.
Just stick to the report, mate. That's your job. Do the reports. I've got a mini report. And to be honest, it'll probably go for a long time anyway.
Of course it will.
It's mini for me, so it's under 2 hours.
Okay, great.
Which is good, which is good. It's one of those topics where I've thought about doing it before, but then I looked into it. It's really interesting, but just wouldn't be enough for a normal episode.
Okay.
But we will start with a question, as we...
Love a question.
Always do. My question is, what European...
Okay.
...capital city?
Oh, right. Okay, let's narrow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say...
All right, pick one each.
Capital city.
European capital city.
Okay, what European capital city? I'm going to say...
Matt, this is a long pause.
Paris.
I was thinking Paris, but now I won't say Paris because he said Paris.
Okay, no.
Is it Paris?
It's not Paris. Okay, Jess, great. Here we go. Capital city in Europe. Okay. Jess's favourite topic is geography. We all know that.
And I'm real good at
You're nearly as good at it as you are at maths.
Yeah, those are my two strengths.
Vienna.
We've established that. Vienna.
East London. Or west?
Oh, don't. That won't help me at all.
Oh, I don't want to upset Jess.
I said London.
I will narrow it down with the rest of the question.
Great.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It was more of a question.
What European capital city has a syndrome named after
Stockholm.
It?
Stockholm.
It is Stockholm Syndrome.
I would have got that.
Would you have got that, Jess?
Yes, I know what Stockholm Syndrome is. Okay. No, because I'm an intelligent person who's read
and
a book once
been
in a while.
In a lot of hostage situations.
Idiot. Yeah. No, because, you know, I have a sick fascination with, like, serial killers and, you know, Stockholm Syndrome is very interesting. Anyway.
It is. It's fascinating.
Yeah. So is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about Stockholm Syndrome? Oh.
Yes, because when I was on my holiday, September last year, when I was away, you guys saying
you got Stockholm Syndrome?
Nazi camp.
Yes.
What you were saying I was, but really I was traveling around Europe.
Because of the truth.
Including a visit to Stockholm. And I was on a tour, and they just said, oh, if you look to your left, you'll see that bank there. That is the incident where Stockholm Syndrome is originally named after.
Whoa.
And I was like, that is so awesome, and I'm such a nerd. And then I wrote it down, and my girlfriend goes, are you writing that down to do a podcast on it? I'm like, shut up. But yes.
She knows you so well.
Because do you know the original incident?
No. I do. It was in a bank.
In Stockholm.
In
Sweden.
Sweden.
Can't remember specifically where.
In Denver, I think it was.
Denver, Sweden.
Denver, Sweden. Denver.
Put the accent and it becomes a little Swedish.
Just go.
I've travelled.
Yeah.
I am a traveller.
I'm cultured. Whatever. No big deal. My passport's had a few stamps, if you know what I mean.
Have you been to Stockholm?
Anyway, what do you mean?
I mean, I've been through customs in a few different places and they stamp your passport.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Right.
I've not been to Stockholm,
Have you been there, mate?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
You haven't been to a pub in Stockholm?
I haven't been to a pub in Stockholm. No, I haven't been to...
That's your biography title right there. I haven't been to a pub in Stockholm.
Oh, that's good. I'd read that.
I haven't been to Scandinavia at all.
In brackets, I've been to the rest.
Matt?
I avoided it. I think it was because of lack of cash that I didn't go to the Scandinavian countries. Because they're sort of famously expensive.
They are very beautiful, very clean, but very expensive. Just for basic things like food and petrol.
Kind of worked out well in your favour because now you have a really sick biography title.
Mm-hmm.
Did
mm-hmm.
you... I will tell you... I will tell you that you should never go to Iceland because I know you love a beer and they cost about $20 each.
Wow. But it's a beautiful country, right?
Oh, so good.
But
I've been looking at the stats lately. I'm not sure about Patreon, but overall we get a few, enough to make it, you know, to make more than 10 listeners in Iceland.
More than 10?
Yeah, which in a tiny population like Iceland.
Because there's only 12 people there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that
what
is
the other
quite
two
a big...
fuckheads doing?
Get on board, guys.
Sven... What do you... Like, when everybody else in the town is talking about the podcast, what do? Just look at your phone? Come on, mate.
Get involved.
You got to get in it.
I don't know why we're talking to you now. You're probably
you're not listening.
Like, yeah, by definition.
Bloody hell.
All right, Sven, I want you to go up to other Sven and Broomhilda.
Dave, and I thought we were going to stop doing the racist stuff.
Look.
We keep that for off the pot.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Or have... your Sven bashing.
Sven is actually one of my favourite names.
That's a great name.
Great name.
I love it.
Very fun.
And one of my favourite words is svelte.
Oh, svelte is a good word. And it feels like
they're partner words.
I love that word, but I also didn't know what... Remember, I didn't realise what it meant on the Santa Claus episode. I thought svelte was the opposite of svelte.
Ah.
You're an idiot.
I am.
But you're good at geography.
You were a year and a half ago anyway.
Yeah.
I've grown, I've learnt.
You have. All right, Stockholm Syndrome.
Okay, so let us begin.
This is exciting. I'm in.
Do you know what decade? Pick a decade.
70s.
Bang, straight there.
Yes! Yes!
Just. Just. She's flexing at us.
Yeah, I'm flexing at ya.
God.
I'm pretty muscly.
You fucking are.
Yeah.
You're a unit.
I'm a unit. I'm you a
are,
tank.
Yeah. You are swole.
Swole.
You are stacked with
muscles.
Muscles.
You are svelte. Sorry, I've forgotten the meaning of the word.
It just means muscly.
Does it?
No.
Oh. I have learnt.
Nothing.
Nothing. On the 23rd of August.
Oh my God, I was going to say, let me guess the month, and I was going to say August. Damn it!
Missed opportunity there.
1978. 75.
What did Matt say?
Three.
It is the 23rd of August, 1973.
Did you not say that? Because I thought August. I'd already heard that.
All right, maybe I had.
No, I don't think you had.
Maybe it's just... Anyway. Because I've got Stockholm Syndrome, which means you remember things.
Yep.
And you also know things about Stockholm Syndrome. It's a weird syndrome because having it is knowing about it.
Fuck.
It's a crazy loop thing.
So we're infecting all of our listeners with it now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing.
They've all now got a little bit of Stockholm Syndrome.
Is this podcast Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small room we record in.
We spend a lot of time here.
Matt is our captor. The 23rd of August, 1973.
A good year.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I was like, stop fucking... Oh, she said a good year. I love you. I love you so much.
Oh, my God.
Stop fucking interrupting, you know. Oh, that's everything. So nice. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a bad man. 23rd of August, 1973. Jan Olsen, on leave from prison, went into a bank in central Stockholm and attempted to rob it.
Sorry, how do you get on leave from prison?
I think...
do you just apply for some annual leave?
It's more of a wording for a parole.
Out of prison.
A paroling type leave, yeah.
He's just on some leave.
But these Scandinavian countries are very advanced.
Very progressive.
Progressive, very ethical. So I imagine that maybe their parole is possibly you do get leave.
Yeah.
You've been a good guy.
Yeah.
We trust you.
Have a weekend off. Come back Monday.
Just don't rob a bank.
But he did.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Well, he's tempted to.
They're sort of classically a lot of those... I'm doing positive racism here. A lot of those kind of countries... Because they'll have a lot of progressive ideas about crime and punishment, and it has led to lower crime rates, I believe. If I can remember my criminology degree from a few years ago now, about 50, 60 years ago, whenever it was. But yeah, they often used countries like Norway and Sweden and the country that surrounds Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
I think that they often
can. Country that surrounds Amsterdam.
And includes it. If we're going to be technical. And I think we should be, because this is a fact-based podcast. I believe it says in the blurb. Based. It's not facts.
Oh, but no, it's based.
Based on facts.
Based in fact.
Yeah.
Then we leave those facts and we hit record.
Okay. This is a mini episode. Do go on.
So that is genuinely the first sentence.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
He's attempted to rob the bank. He had a submachine gun. Shot it in the air. He fucking meant business. That was not a sound effect, listeners. That was Jess Perkins.
Oh, that was the phone ringing.
All right.
At the bank.
Sorry, let me answer this. Sorry, a man's just walked in with a submachine gun.
There it is.
Sorry. My phone with a lower ringtone has just rung. I'll answer that. Sorry, I'm on a call and a man has just walked in with a submachine gun.
I'm going to have to call you back.
Oh, hold on. I've only got two hands.
What's a sub machine gun? What does the sub mean?
Go underwater.
Okay. Because that's what I was thinking. Or it was less than a machine gun.
It's under a machine gun.
Yeah. Is it? It must mean something,
a
right?
little one. A little machine gun.
Little machine gun. Okay. I believe that. Our American listeners
they
can
are,
tell us.
They are often small.
A little machine gun.
Little machine gun.
Just shoots little bullets.
That sounds
you
cool.
You only get a little bit dead.
You know how it like...
It sounds cute.
You know in like... You know in action movies when they're like a machine gun, but they're holding it just in one hand?
Yeah.
Like an Uzi style yeah. size thing? I think that's a submachine gun. But, gotcha. So he's fired that in the air. Disguising his voice to sound like an American...
Oh, it's Hans Gruber.
He cried out in
it's
English.
It's Hans Gruber all over
oh,
again.
Oh, hey man, I'm just on the roof. I don't know what I'm doing. Hans, that was me doing Alan Rickman doing the American.
It was very good.
The listeners at home are going to think we just cut in the tape.
Some audio.
For a moment, I was transported.
I love that so much. He's like, do you want to smoke? Yeah.
It's so good. Fuck, I love so that. Good. I think he came up with that, Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
And I think we maybe discussed it on our episode. Alan
they wrote
Rickman
that,
episode.
They wrote that scene in because they discovered he could do such a sweet American voice.
I fucking love Alan Rickman.
Disguising his voice, this is Jan Olsen, back to the bank, to sound like an American, he cried out in English, the party has just begun.
Was that your American accent?
No, that was my Swedish me doing American. Jan Olsen doing an
interesting,
American
yeah.
Jan Olsen's a great name, by the way.
Yeah, I like that love a lot. It. Jan, he loves a yarn.
Jan, he's a yarn man.
But he loves yarning in American English.
And Olsen is just a sexy surname.
Oh, right? Probably yeah. one of the sexiest.
Yeah, I think so.
You got Ashley. You got Mary-Kate. You got Jan. The family's here.
I forgot. Yeah. I was thinking of Angel Olsen, but...
Oh, yeah. Angel Olsen's
I mean,
great.
All the Olsens are great.
You got Ashley. You got Mary-Kate. You got Angel. You got Jan. Are there any more Olsens?
The Elizabeth Olsen.
You got Ashley, you got Mary Kate, you got Angel, you got Jan, you've got Elizabeth. Olsons are all here.
That's all of them. That's
Thank
every
you.
Olsen in the
Thank
world.
Thank you, because I will commit to this.
Great.
Jimmy Olsen. Is that something?
Dave, don't do it again. We don't have much time.
You got
time.
Ashley, you
oh,
got
no.
Mary Kate.
Oh, God.
We flicked a little, it's like what was the little busker in the Krusty Going Missing episode? Oh, no, you've
oh,
given
Handsome
him...
Pete.
Handsome Pete. You've given him a nickel.
Swedish police were called in immediately. Two of them went inside, which they probably thought they could... They're in Sweden. They're progressive. They probably think they can just talk a man with a machine gun down. Olsen opened fire, injuring the hand of one of the officers. The other was ordered to sit in a chair and, quote, sing something. He started singing Lonesome Cowboy.
Ave Maria.
Okay, that's your instinct. Interesting.
If you've got a gun to your head, what do you want to sing?
Ave Maria. Obviously.
Mine is, if you like pina
coladas. Good one.
Because you can't be mad listening to that.
I reckon the song I would have sung would have
Don't
been
worry.
Jimmy Barnes's Lay Down Your Guns and Surrender.
Oh, interesting choice.
And that's what I just...
Interesting choice.
Lay down your guns and surrender.
You can't do violent hand movements when confronted with a machine gun.
Yeah, that...
Sing a song.
I would have died, almost certainly.
Yeah.
Would have been shot in the face.
When I sing Barnsley, I commit. He started singing Lonesome Cowboy, the Elvis Presley song from the 1957 film Loving You.
Hmm.
There you go. Which I hadn't heard that song, and I've listened to it, and I'm a bit obsessed with the song.
Great.
So listen, everyone, stop, listen to it. Hammer time, come back.
Hammer time and then Lonesome Cowboy.
And then Ave Maria. The Alan Jones version
and
is very good.
And then Jimmy Barnes is Lay Down Your Guns.
It doesn't say here that he stopped singing Lonesome Cowboy, so I'm not sure for the rest of this incident if there's a cop in the corner singing, but it doesn't say there isn't, so maybe he's still going.
We
so
don't know.
He is, I think.
We don't know.
Jan Olsen then took four people as hostages, three women and one man, all people that worked in the bank. He demanded that his friend Clark Olofsson...
Good name.
...be brought to the bank, along with 3 million Swedish kroner, which in modern-day money is about $700,000.
Wow.
He wanted two guns, bulletproof vests, helmets, and a fast car.
Mate, bring your own guns. You've already got a gun.
You've got a gun.
What are you here to run running errands for you?
He didn't.
We'll give you the money, because that's what a bank does, but guns?
Why do we have to get
those? Sort your own fucking guns.
Did you hear my Jimmy Barnes song? He's laid down that gun. No, he's asked for a new gun.
No, I need a fresh one. You told me.
Put that one down.
You could just pick it up again. What, we got to get a fresh one? Bloody hell.
Jan. Say it like that.
So Jan's asked for his mate, Clark Olofsson, to come along. Olofsson was a repeat offender who had committed several armed robberies and acts of violence. The first was when he was 16. When he was 16, he was placed in an institution for young offenders. He and two other boys escaped from that institution and entered the country estate of then Swedish Prime Minister Taj Erlander, where they stole grapes, cucumbers, and tomatoes from his greenhouse. They fled when the garden was when the gardener discovered them in the greenhouse.
Oh, I hope they put them away.
He was arrested.
Thank God.
He was sentenced to prison.
Thank goodness. Oh, God, I feel safe.
That's true. They said Sweden was progressive. He then escaped from that prison the following year.
Oh, no.
He then robbed a bicycle shop
the
with a friend.
Grapes are not safe.
He robbed a bicycle shop with a friend who shot and killed a police officer when they responded.
Oh, dear.
This made Olofsson a nationally known criminal. When they finally arrested him, he was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Then in 1969, Olofsson escaped from that prison and fled to the Canary Islands.
Ooh.
He was later arrested in an apartment in Frankfurt. 2 months before he was to be released, he escaped again from another institution. And in the early 70s, he was imprisoned at a different prison, Kumla Prison.
Cool.
He escaped. He was arrested in a dining room of a hotel. Police had received a tip from a cleaning lady who had seen a gun in his hotel room. At the time of his arrest, he'd been on the run for 7 months and had also robbed a bank in Gothenburg. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison and transported to a prison, like a hardcore prison in the south of Sweden. So this guy's escaped from prison about 9 times, and now they finally got him, and his mate's like, can you get him out of prison or I'm going to kill these sausages?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Hey, out of all that, the main thing I got was that Dave said transmorted.
Yeah. I heard that too.
Did I say trans...
And people listening at home, our patrons, they deserve to know that we know.
We recognise.
Yeah. It's really frustrating sometimes. You listen to a podcast and something weird happens and it's not acknowledged. It's just like, you're just going to...
But when you
do it... You can't just keep...
When you do it and I acknowledge it, you're like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
There's no pleasing you.
Yeah. Listen to this week's episode coming up. You might hear a bit of that.
a lot of that.
We've recorded both of these. Obviously.
Yeah.
Because that's how you end up hearing them, but we record them back to back. Anyway,
this
is stuff that doesn't matter. Dave, please do go on.
So we're back inside the bank. Jan has asked for Clark to come along, be his little gal pal.
Or just a pal, Dave.
Well, I think if there's a rhyme to be had, you should go for it.
No, good point. I do apologise.
The government gave permission for Clark Olofsson to be brought in as a communication line with police negotiators.
Sure.
I would have just got a telephone.
He's like a human Chinese whispers. All right, so the guy at the front said that you can have... Hang on, I forgot. Let me go back out there.
Can't we just get a megaphone or something?
Just yell at each other.
He whispers in that guy's ear and that guy yells.
All right, so you can have a blue car. Or a red car. There are two options of car colour. Olsen and Olofsson barricaded the inner main vault in which they kept the hostages. Negotiators agreed they could have a car to escape and delivered a blue Ford Mustang.
No.
But would not.
I went with the blue.
Not the red one. Interesting. I'd go the blue.
Yeah.
Oh, but if it's a Mustang.
Red's a bit flashy.
A Mustang.
Reds go faster.
That is true.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do, though, isn't it? Go faster. I reckon it's a trap.
Yeah, go the blue car, always.
Somehow.
Take the blue pill?
Yep.
Can't remember what that means.
If I was in the Matrix, I'm taking the pill that makes me think that the world is still real. Why would you choose to... Anyway.
It's easy to make that decision, though, after you find out about, though, isn't it?
Right.
Because you know it's... You know you have to hang out with Morpheus. You're like,
that's what my issue is. I don't like this new wasteland world because this Morpheus pest is always yap yap yapping.
He's always over explaining, mate. I can pick up the fucking subtext. Jesus, just make me go backwards on my back, dodge a bullet or some shit. Whatever happened in the second and third movies. And I'm back in my bed. Blue pill, thank you.
Thank you.
So they dropped the car off, but they said, you can have the car, but you're not allowed to take hostages when you leave.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
Which, if I'd done that, I would have given them a two-seat car.
They can't take hostages.
Or a motorcycle.
You can't take hostages, not for their safety, but because just, you physically can't.
You can't. It's against, put them in the boot.
It's against the road rules.
I would have given them, even in a motorcycle, they could have dinked them, so I would have given them 2 unicycles. There's no way. You can't. It's very difficult.
You can't dink on a unicycle. I've tried.
You'd have to be very skilled.
I've tried.
What are the odds? What are the odds that they'd be able to piggyback?
4 hostages.
A hostage, yeah. Almost unlikely.
Yeah. They're not circus performers. They're criminals.
It isn't quite unlikely, but almost is. Do go on, Dave.
The unfolding drama captured headlines around the world and was the first crime to be covered live on Swedish television. The public flooded police headquarters with suggestions for how they could end the standoff.
That's good.
These suggestions included having a concert of religious tunes played by a Salvation Army band out the front.
Did I not start singing Ave Maria?
You did!
You did.
You should not have said Lonesome Cowboy.
No.
You should have sung Ave Maria.
What a strategy.
What a strategy.
Oh, this music sucks. All right, you can have the money back. Just make it stop.
These people aren't professionals. I've got to come out. Another suggestion was that they send in a swarm of angry bees to sting the perpetrators into submission.
Yes, 100% agreed.
But the bees have to be trained to not sting the hostages.
And to be angry.
That's just collateral damage. Yeah. Sorry,
it's worth it.
It's worth it. You guys are going to get stung.
They won't sting the money. Yeah. And my money's in the bank.
Yep. They don't sting bullions. As far as I know. Do they?
Yen, they do.
Can we get a...
Sting yen?
They do sting yen. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
There's an old catchy phrase, Dave, isn't there, that explains that? That you used to say?
If you have yen, ask when the bees will come to take your money.
It's more of a catchy haiku, but it's that's...
Why would you throw him under the bus like that?
Because I know he's up to it.
I think I recovered as best as I could.
Beautifully.
Thank you.
If I did that to Jess, Jess would have said, fuck off, Matt.
See? Yeah.
Team player over here, Dave.
Not me.
Not me, obviously.
No, God,
fuck off, Matt probably would have got just as good or probably better response from the listener at home. So maybe should have thrown it to her. Stuck together in a tiny bank vault. Just imagine we're in a bank vault.
Actually stuck together?
Yeah,
physically.
With blue tack.
Blue tack. Oh, okay, that'll hold you.
And they chose the blue tack over the red blue tack.
No, that was my joke, Dave. You fucking idiot.
Stuck together in a tiny bank vault, the captives quickly forged a strange bond with their abductors.
That's weird.
That's a muscle, isn't it?
A bond?
Abductors.
Yes. Yeah.
They're the ones that... They're certain kinds of muscles.
Yeah.
They're like the bending ones?
Yeah. They made quite a bond with their abductors.
Muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And their side obliques.
Olsen draped is the word I'm looking for, draped a wool jacket over the shoulders of hostage Kristen Enmark when she began to shiver, soothed her when she had a bad dream, and gave her a bullet from his gun as a keepsake.
Oh my god.
That is quite threatening to me. If a man holding me hostage gave me a bullet, I'd be thinking, oh, this bullet's reserved for me.
No, 100% disagree. I think that's him going, this would have been for you, and I'm giving it to you, because I'm not going to use it on
of
you.
Of all those things you did, the thing that would creep me out the most is him soothing me from my bad dream. It's like, you were the reason I'm having a bad dream.
I just dreamt of this situation, and I woke up and it's real.
Don't fucking try to soothe me. Hey, shh. It's okay,
thank you.
It's okay, it's just a bad dream. Hey, you're safe. I mean, you're not, because I've locked you in a vault, but... Hey.
All of a sudden, I'm picturing Sven. That's not his name, is it? With a Letterman jacket,
and yeah,
he's a greaser from the 50s.
Is he wearing a Letterman jacket?
Wait, I've mixed up. I'm basically saying Grease. Anyway, it's Danny Zuko.
Is it Danny Zuko?
He was actually the basis for the character Danny Zuko, even though that probably came out before this happened.
Interesting.
Danny Zuko had a bassist?
You're an idiot. Do go on.
The gunman consoled another hostage, Birgitta, when she couldn't reach her family by phone. Phone home. When Birgitta couldn't phone home, they told her, try again. Don't give up.
Oh, wow.
Wisdom. When another hostage, Elizabeth... with an S, Swedish,
Elizabeth Olsen.
When Elizabeth Olsen complained of claustrophobia,
they let her out into a paddock.
They just go roam. They allowed her to walk outside the vault attached to a 30-foot rope.
Hey, she's got 30 feet.
That's great.
That's a bit of space.
That is a bit of space.
Hey, you need a bit of space.
We don't have 30 feet in here.
So they're not monsters.
They're not bad. The lone male hostage, who actually is called Sven.
Oh, that's great.
Would think of him as an emergency god.
What?
Okay, that.
Possibly lost in translation.
Okay. Emergency god.
Yeah, that's confusing.
When you need a god, quick.
So you're saying, like, whenever they need something, he'll fix it for them, sort of thing?
It's a bit like, I think the big theory behind Stockholm Syndrome is because even though they're holding you captive, they sort of become the boss and you rely on them. Yeah. So they sort of become like a mother figure or a god type.
Yeah.
Because they just... They tell you if you can go outside to take a piss or whatever. You could have no food.
It's up to them. So if they give you any food, you're like, oh, thank you.
Even though without them there, you could be outside ordering a curry down the street.
That's so strange, isn't it?
Yeah. Kristen.
More like kofta, I reckon.
Get a kofta. I love a kofta.
I bloody love a kofta.
Great. Now I'm hungry. Thanks, guys.
Kristen particularly liked Clark, the man that Jan had brought in, as she said that he would protect her from Jan, who seemed a bit more unhinged.
Oh, smart.
So bad a bit cop, of a, worst cop. Yeah, good cop, bad cop. Yeah, bad cop, worst cop. That's good. That's good.
I like when Matt laughs out loud because all you get is for a bit. But just know that if you ever hear that, he's really enjoying himself.
if it sounds like someone has sleep apnea on the podcast, that's just Matt having
that's
a good
Matt
time.
Matt really enjoying a joke.
Oh my god. Bloody Clark comes along and says, I'll soothe you from your bad dream. You were just coughing yourself to death. Also, how I'd soothe someone from a bad dream in that thing is, go back to sleep. It's, well, no matter what you dreamt of, it's much less scary than what's happening in real life right now.
Jeez.
By the second day, the hostages were on a first name basis with their captors, and they started to fear the police more than their abductors. When the commissioner of the police was allowed inside to inspect the hostage's health, he noticed that the captives appeared hostile to him, but relaxed and jovial with the gunman.
Weird.
The police chief told the press that he doubted the gunman would harm the hostages because they had developed, quote, a rather relaxed relationship.
That's so strange, isn't it?
No. Mm.
I wonder.
Kristen even phoned Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme.
Just gave already, him a buzz.
Yeah, just gave him a buzz. Sure. They have a phone. They're making a lot of long-distance phone calls here.
Olof Palme. That doesn't sound real.
It's actually Aloof. O-L-O-O-F.
Aloof.
Does that sound more Swedish? He sounds quite aloof.
That's great.
That's great.
That's great.
She pleaded with him.
Man having a good time.
You shut the fuck up.
She pleaded with the Prime Minister to let them escape in the car. Let them all escape in the car. She said, I fully trust Clark and the robber. So not calling Clark a robber, but the other guy a robber. She assured the Prime Minister, I am not desperate. They haven't done a thing to us. On the contrary, they have been very nice. But you know, Aloof, what I am scared of is that the police will attack and cause us to die. So they start panicking that the police are going to do a charge.
Also, she just called the Prime Minister by his first name. Look here, casual.
Aloof. Mate.
No.
But.
Champ.
If we can be frank with each other, and I think we can, because we've known each other for moments, and I just like to say, it's your cops. They're the D-baggers. My boys, Clark and the Robber, who are also a fancy new pop duo that I think I'm going to manage as they tour the countryside once we get out of this bloody hellhole that your cop mates are keeping us in.
Don't take away my number one export.
Love.
Wow. Was that a direct quote
from
that convo?
Matt knows the story better than I do.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I have been there because I've got Stockholm Syndrome. I know everything about it.
You're in.
He gets it.
I listened to the Muse song once.
Kristen did a... That's right, there's a lot of Stockholm Syndrome. One Direction have a song. Blink-182 have a song.
That's weird.
Muse all have songs called Stockholm Syndrome.
And they all tell this tale.
That's right, all of them. I've based most of them. I'm not sure if you noticed most of these words rhyme.
Yeah.
It's because of One Direction.
A lot of the story in the One Direction song is built into the riffs. Like, they don't explicitly say the story with their words, but the guitar licks, those sweet licks, they have guitars.
What is happening right now?
We're going to... Dave, do go on.
Kristen did a radio interview over the phone that caused outrage across Sweden as she was defending her captors, saying she was worried the police would get them all killed. She got quite angry and swore on the radio. When she spoke to her mother on the phone later that day, her mother was very angry she had sworn and told her to watch her language, despite the fact that she was a hostage locked up in a bank vault.
Classic mum.
That's all she cares about.
Are you wearing clean underwear? Hmm?
Not anymore. Swore on radio when I knew you were listening. Bloody shat myself from here to Wednesday.
That's a weird cliche that I
and it's
you're
Thursday,
wearing...
so it's a full week's worth of shit.
Oh my god, that's like seven shits. If my doctor is anything to go by. You once told me that one shit a day is a healthy amount.
Well, I don't think that's...
And if you have more or less, you're dying. That's what he said to me. He's a real alarmist. He really is.
That's very good. Anyway, do go on.
Jan, the more unhinged captor, threatened to shoot hostage Sven, the only male hostage, to prove...
Sexist.
To prove that he should be taken seriously.
Shoot a lady then.
If you want to be taken seriously.
No, I'll say that. If you're really serious, you'd kill one of the ladies. That would really scare us.
If you shot a lady, we'd take you seriously.
In fact, if you shot two of them, we'd really shit
shoot
our
them
pants.
All, I reckon. No, that's awful. I'm kidding, obviously.
When Sven protested that he didn't want to be shot and appeared scared,
interesting.
Fellow hostage Kristen, the swearer, said, "But Sven, it's only in the leg."
What the fuck?
Yeah. Luckily, they didn't have to shoot Sven. Sven didn't get shot, but she...
Sven, stop being such a dick.
But she did. I know. Isn't it just a fuck?
Let them shoot
like,
you.
Hang on, aren't you on my side?
Yeah, that's so odd. That's fascinating.
On the third day of the siege, August 26, certain someone's birthday.
Oh, whose is it? Whose could it be? Ooh.
Sven. They nearly shot him on his birthday
on his birthday.
Leg.
Happy birthday, dickhead.
No, it's your birthday, Jess.
But so many years before I was born.
17 years before to
ages.
The day.
Ages.
The police on this day drilled a hole into the vault from the apartment above. From this hole, they put like a tiny camera down and they took a widely circulated picture of the hostages.
They just took one of those cool panoramas, one of those 3D, 360 photos you can put on Facebook. They just put that up.
In the paper.
You just scroll across.
Clark noticed the camera, fired his weapon into the hole on two occasions.
Oh, no.
And he wounded a police officer in the hand and face.
Oh, dear.
Hmm.
Oh, dear.
Ultimately, the convicts did no physical harm to the hostages, and on the night of August 28th, my birthday,
ooh,
5 days in, after more than 130 hours, the police pumped tear gas into the vault, and the perpetrators quickly surrendered, so no one was really hurt.
Except their eyes.
The police called for the hostages to come out first, but the four captives, protecting their abductors to the very end, refused. Kristen, the swearer, yelled... No, Jan and Clark go first. You'll gun them down if we do.
Ah, interesting.
In the doorway of the vault, the convicts and the hostages embraced, kissed and shook hands.
Wow.
As they parted ways. As the police seized the gunmen, two female hostages cried, "Don't hurt them, they didn't harm us." When Kristen was wheeled away in a stretcher, she shouted to the handcuffed Clark Olofsson, "Clark, I will see you again."
Oh, wow.
And reporters are like, all like taking this down. So this has become like a news story. Like, hang on, were they in on it?
Whoa.
The hostages' seemingly irrational attachment to their captors perplexed the public and the police, and they were even investigated to see if they'd actually plotted the whole thing, it was an inside job.
Jeez, a bit.
Because this wasn't really a known thing.
No, it was a bit like, hang on, what?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys hate each other.
No, we've got Stockholm Syndrome.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's amazing.
But it'd be funny if they were in on it, that they planned it all and were getting away with it, but then forgot and just were too nice Like, as if they were in on it, surely they would keep up the facade that they
aren't. Yeah.
Anyway, babe, catch you later.
Great to see you.
See you tonight.
Sorry, the plan didn't work. Shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, I said it. The hostages were also very confused about what had happened to them. The day after her release, Brigitte asked a psychiatrist, "Is there something wrong with me? Why don't I hate them?"
Yeah.
She's reading the article. She's thinking about, hang on, these guys had guns. You know, we were tied up with a, you know, I could walk around with a rope on me. That's not good. A psychiatrist compared their behavior to wartime shell shock exhibited by soldiers and explained that the hostages became emotionally indebted to their abductors, like I was talking about before.
Yeah.
And not the police for being spared death. So every day the hostages don't kill you, you're grateful to the hostages.
Wow. That's weird.
Within months of the siege, psychiatrists dubbed the strange phenomenon Stockholm Syndrome.
That's amazing. How fascinating is that?
Yeah, that it must have happened before that, if it is now seen as being a thing.
But they must have still feared them, because, you know, for them sparing their life to be a thing like, oh, thank you, then you'd have to have that feeling of fear, because right now you're both sparing my life. You're both not killing me right now.
That's true.
But there's no point of me going, thank you so much for not killing me right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have the fear or the thought that you would.
Yes, but you're not relying on us to stay alive.
No, I do, and though.
And well, you're fucking ungrateful. When was the last time you delivered a blue car?
Never.
To my back door.
I've got a blue car out the front right now.
Is it a Ford Mustang?
Yes.
Is it a two-seater?
Yes.
Sorry, Matt, you're in the boot.
Wait, what? The hostage rides up front. This is a fuck system.
An appeals court overturned Clark Olofsson's conviction after he argued that he too was a hostage.
Because
the original robber had demanded he be sent there.
Yeah. Clever.
He claimed he did not help Olofsson. He was just trying to save the hostages by keeping the situation calm.
That's interesting.
He and Kristen, to this day, still send each other's letters.
Oh, my God.
And their families actually became friends after this incident.
Oh, I was kind of hoping they got together in a weird, sick way. That's probably best they didn't, isn't it? Probably best.
Wait, you hoped they'd get together and in you hoping that was in a weird, sick
yes,
way?
Or
you hoped
I wasn't
that
they'd
get together in a weird, sick way?
Well, I'm hoping behind closed doors it got a bit weird. But, no, it was mostly me thinking that's a bit sick.
Yeah, the other guy.
That's disappointing, to be honest.
Sorry.
The other guy, Jan Olsen, the more unhinged guy, he spent years behind bars before being released in 1980. Once free, he married one of the many women who sent him admiring letters whilst incarcerated. Apparently he was a bit of a babe.
Oh, I'm going to look him up.
Bit of a babe. He moved to Thailand.
Interesting.
Released a biography in 2009, autobiography called Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, wow.
Cashing in. After being on the... But he also did commit a few more crimes, because after being on the run from Swedish authorities for 10 years for alleged financial crimes, he turned himself over to police in 2006 when he came back to Sweden, only to be told that the charges were no longer being actively pursued.
Wow.
That's how progressive Sweden is. They're like, hey man, the case is closed. I'd have to open up your file.
We got a syndrome out of it. We're even.
Yeah, you're cool.
Everyone wins.
Yeah, cool.
The term Stockholm Syndrome really took off after an American case used it as a defense. So the next year, Patty Hearst, the granddaughter of publishing magnate William Randolph Hearst, she was taken hostage by the Simbanese Liberation Army, an urban guerrilla group, when she was just 19 years old. She was recorded denouncing her family as well as the police under her new name, Tanya, and was seen working for the militants, helping to rob a bank in San Francisco.
Wow.
She publicly asserted her sympathetic feelings towards the group and their pursuits as well. In 1975, she was arrested, pleading Stockholm Syndrome as her defense, saying that, you know, relying on her captors. But it did not work as a defense in court.
Interesting.
So that she didn't get off, but her 7-year prison sentence was later commuted by President Jimmy Carter after serving 22 months. And eventually she was fully pardoned by Bill Clinton on his first day in office.
Wow.
Because he was informed that she was not acting under her own free will.
That's really interesting.
But the use of that in the American papers, because it was such a famous case, because her grandfather was this ultra-rich, very, very famous American man of the 20th century, that is where the term really took off.
Cool.
In the West.
Well, there we go.
And that, my friends, is Stockholm Syndrome. And I would like to thank that tour for pointing out the bank where this happened.
Yeah, that's cool. That's you're cool. Right there.
I also really enjoy that your girlfriend was like, that's for the podcast, isn't it? You're like, no.
No. Yes. I just like stuff.
Yeah. Like,
But I must say, I love having this outlet as an excuse to spend a couple of hours reading about it.
Totally. It's not weird.
It's not weird.
It's for the podcast.
It's for the podcast. This is kind of a job.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Not for me. Not for me.
I'm not doing this for me.
No.
I hate Stockholm Syndrome.
I'm doing it for them. Them.
And in some ways, that is the ultimate Stockholm Syndrome of Patreon.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
We're relying on you to keep us alive. And in that way, we will never rebel against you.
Hmm? That's beautiful.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you, Patreon guys. Thank you so much for supporting the show and everything you do.
Yeah.
We won't read out any names at the end of this episode, as we'll leave that to the main episode, so the plebs can hear how great you are.
Yeah.
You already know how good you are.
Plebs.
Yeah, well, the plebs, the non-pledges. But
Don't tell them we call them plebs, please.
Please. No, please don't.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I can't handle it.
No, the secret's out.
What have we done?
Patreon people, if you are $10 plus Patreon supporter, you can get a free ticket to our Melbourne Comedy Festival show coming up next month in April.
Message us.
If you are in or around Melbourne.
Patreon message us.
The first four Sundays in April, if you are around.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're probably going to have some guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be announcing those soon, I imagine.
We're going to have some beers.
We'll probably let you Patreon people know first.
Yeah, we'll do that first.
I'm going to drink on the pod.
Yeah, I'll gonna be have a drink. Drink this Sunday Arvo bevies.
Oh, yeah, Sunday Arvo. Sunday sesh. Bloody ripper. That pub has my favourite cider. I'm in. I'm happy.
Oh,
and
nice.
we're also going to... We promised on the Patreon that we're going to film an episode one time. We're going to figure out how we're going to do that, and we're going to do that sometime soon.
Yeah.
Maybe not one of the live ones, but just a studio one. We might even do it live on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So... That would be cool. And as
always... If you got any ideas with that... Let us know.
Ideas with that or ideas with Patreon. What you wanted us to do with the bonus episode. So we've done a Q&A. We've done a quiz. We've done two reports now. What do you want us to do
what
next
do you
month?
Like? What do you want?
What do you want from me?
What do you want?
What do you want from me?
From us.
Sorry.
Fuck, Dave. We're a team here, mate.
It's
not the Dave Warnocky show.
I'm wanting him to say something crazy like go to a haunted house.
Oh.
And record one in the middle of the night.
You just hear me screaming.
Yeah.
It's probably not as fun as me laughing. Terrified. Yeah, I'm not good at that.
Neither am I.
Anyway. But yeah, let us know.
Let us know. Maybe Dodgem cars. That'd be fun.
Do it on Dodgem cars.
Yeah.
Like the guy that goes around making sure that the thing is working.
Oh, that guy has the best job.
Oh, how cool is that? It'd be fun for a bit.
Yeah, then you'd get really over it.
Yep.
Like any job in a way.
Yeah. Apart from...
God, that's life, hey.
But not this job. No. As I said to my girlfriend when I write down notes about the podcast.
It's for a job. Anyway,
so thanks so much for listening. We do appreciate your support. You guys are the greatest and you do keep the show going. So thank you so much. And until next time, until next month, I will say...
Do go Patreon! Nah, one day Matt will join in.
No. Nah, good on ya. Farewell. Love you.
Bye.
Laters.